Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dervla Rourke, good morning.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. A little chilly around the edges, no more than everybody else. Dervla, I can't bring myself to exercise in the cold weather. Am I alone?
Jonathan, you are not alone. So there's no need to panic. Most people feel like this. Even I feel like this a lot. And I would consider myself pretty motivated. So this is what it's like in winter. I read a stat that about 50% of people will drastically reduce what they do fitness-wise down to almost nothing. So there's loads of us in this that are struggling when it's dark and when it's cold to move their bodies. But that's okay, because there's loads of easy ways we can do things. So there's solutions to all of this.
Well, this is what I'd like to hear. So what can I do? It obviously involves me getting off the couch.
Yeah, it definitely involves you getting off the couch. But I think for me, it's about trying to flip it into going, okay, fitness wise, like, why would I do fitness in winter? And I think we all know the benefits to fitness. We all know how much better you'll feel. And like, if you can start considering it like a health boost. So say in winter, one of the things people are all saying to me is like, oh, what vitamins should I take? What supplements? But if you go, a little bit of exercise is a big health boost for you. And studies show even 20 minutes of moderate moving is going to make you feel better. So if you're stuck on the couch, I think start simple. Okay, what can you do today? Can you get outside and walk on your lunch break? So for a lot of people, I would be one of these people. Darkness impacts me in winter with fitness. So I don't like going out really early when it's dark. I don't like going out in the evenings when it's dark. But I do have that little bit of chunk of time in my lunch break. So I go, okay, what can I do in my lunch break? And then you have to go, like, what are your barriers? So for a lot of people, like, we started this, you're feeling a little bit cold, so you need to be toastier. So then you have to go, right, I need a warm jacket. I need to make sure I can be seen, a little bit of high vis. So any of the barriers that you have to kind of start removing them and challenging them a little bit. But also, don't aim too high. Just think about 20 minutes. How can you move for 20 minutes in your day? Because all our days are different. Your day is different to my day. But like, let's keep it simple.
Well, you see, I would classify, that's probably Ciara Kelly's fault with her 100 days of walking. I would classify anything under a 50-minute walk as an abject failure. But to do 50 minutes in the current conditions is really hard. I mean, as I mentioned, the dog, even the dog has given up at this point. She loves going for a walk.
Yeah, but I think as well, like, we can think of different things. Like, I like to go out and get a walk because for me, I like to be out in like green space. I need that bit of air every day. But the reality is, when it comes to, say, fitness for me during the winter, I definitely train more indoors. So I'll go between, okay, I'll do maybe I'll do a home workout, maybe I'll do a gym session. But when I'm talking about home workout, a lot of the time, genuinely, it is only 20 to 30 minutes. Most of the time, it's rare that it's more. And the other thing I do, which makes a big difference to me, is I have this deal with myself where I go, Dervil, you just have to show up. So whether it's like showing up on a computer because you're doing some online fitness, which is nice and toasty in your house, or showing up in the gym, like that's what I make my goal. I'm like, the goal is just showing up. And when you get there, if you do like a minimal amount of effort, you've shown up. But the reality is, if you actually just go, it's that little bit of getting yourself to do it, getting yourself in front of the computer, getting yourself to the actual gym, that often stops you. So for me, that's one of the things I do. I totally lower my expectations and I go, just show up. The other thing is, during the winter, like, there's things that I do that I mightn't do that much during the summer. Like, I'm an absolutely useless swimmer, but I'll go swimming a little bit more during the winter because it's indoor and I know I can go from my car to inside. I can have a nice hot shower afterwards. So think about the things that you might do in winter that you wouldn't necessarily do at other times of the year. I know Sport Ireland have an amazing initiative. It's called like the Winter Initiative. There's 700 different activities that I spotted, different clubs that you can just go and try different things during the winter. That's very set up for that. So I think it's about challenging yourself to go, you can always do something, but even something simple, right? I'm one of these people, I love my tracker. Like, I have a Garmin and I've worn it for years. If I'm in a shopping center with the kids, I'll go, do you know what? I'm going to do a few extra lengths of this shopping center because I'm just going to get a few more steps in this week.
My phone's given out to me saying, you've changed what you're doing. Are you all right? It's almost chastising me for not walking the same amount as I did this time last month. One Donegal listener has texted in telling me to toughen up because apparently Cork people aren't as tough as Donegal people. But, you know, it is a challenge. And we need to kind of look after the mindfulness and meditation side of this as well, because I do my best thinking when I'm out walking. I kind of zone things out. I listen to the radio or I listen to podcasts and I'm in my own zone. And if I'm not doing that, you know, the other stupid things creep into my head as well.
Oh, I'm absolutely like that as well. And I think most people are. And I think when it comes to fitness, and particularly this time of year, often what happens to us is we go, oh, I need to lose a bit of weight. But the losing weight, like, that's a long play. So I think if you can kind of switch that off a little bit in your head and go, I actually need to feel better. So for me, one of the things is fatigue. Like, if I don't move, like, I hurt my knee a few months ago and I couldn't move for a while and I just felt brutal. So if you actually move, again, 20 minutes of light movement is going to reduce like symptoms of fatigue, which is really good. We're more optimistic when we're moving. So think of this time of year, like, we all need a bit of optimism. Stress management is better. So I think it's thinking of that. Okay, how can I boost my health? It's literally just 20 minutes. And the way I always look at it as well is, because we're all busy with like home life, work, all that kind of stuff, I go, okay, times I put into projects, like, I'll regularly set my phone for 20 minutes for a task I have to do for work. And I go, I just need 20 minutes to move myself. And like, you're the biggest project you have because you kind of just have one body and you have it for your whole life. So I think trying to get into that space of how do you make it that you're just going to feel way better afterwards. And the other thing, and it's a massive thing for me, is I always try and organize to meet people at least probably twice a week. So I'll meet a friend or I'll meet a few people, because there's that whole element of connectedness, because we're all much better when we're connected to other people.
Exactly. It's hard to motivate yourself. It's easier to do it if there's someone almost relying on you, even though you're probably both of the same disposition. Two texts in here. If you want to avoid getting a cramp in bed, do some exercise and drink water. That's solid advice. I'm not sure what you're doing cramping in bed like that. But anyway, good advice. Dervil, I love walking, but now afraid of falling due to bad injury because of the ice 2 years ago. I'm in my 70s and I'm fit. I'm an avid listener. And that is a real concern for people who are older, particularly if footpaths aren't being gritted. It's something they're more nervous about during cold weather.
Yeah, and that's really understandable. And, you know, my two parents are in a category. I won't say what age because they will kill me. And I know they'd be absolutely nervous. And I'm nervous myself of falling because I don't want to break anything. So back to what's your really simple solution to that? And then I go, most of us do live near shopping centres where you can do that a little bit more. And that would come, like, that advice almost comes from my athlete days, because we would have had times where you're snowed in or things are happening and you can't access a facility and you go, okay, I have a corridor. Think of those indoor spaces that are free to you that you might have thought of other uses. Like, you think, okay, I go there to shop, but actually I can go there and go for a bit of a stroll up and down, you know? So find those spaces. And I think as well, always do err on that side of caution, because that anxiety of worrying about that, if you're worried about the pets, I think that might take away some of the benefits. So if you can find those spaces, and I know, like, we're both here in Cork today, like, I know straight away about four places I could go to that are inside, that I could just stroll up and down, put my headphones in. And you always think as well, I think that people are watching, and everyone's concerned about what they're doing themselves. Just make sure you're fine yourself and
don't forget, you'd spend a fortune if you're walking up and down the shopping centre as well, you see, because your eye gets turned. There are risks, Dervil. There are risks. Let's not overplay them. Dervil O'Rourke at dervil.ie is the website address. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.